This GX on Agriculture podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton.
To the people tending the land and animals that feed us and support our community, we at Haas Nissan want to say thank you on behalf of all those who depend on you, the farmer. Like you, we're a family business with family values you can depend on. Haas Nissan, where a customer becomes family.
GX on Agriculture with Doug Falconer.
Good afternoon and welcome to GX on Agriculture. Coming up on today's program, it's day five of the Canadian Western Agribition in Regina. We'll hear from CEO Chris Lane about how everything's been going so far and looking ahead to today's activities. The high prices were pretty good at the Charlet sale at Agribition. Helgi Bai is the publisher of the Charlet banner. He will tell us all about it. A past president of the Canadian Western Agribition received an unexpected award this week during the Simmental Show. Bruce Holmquist of Kinistino is also the general manager of the Canadian Simmental Association, and he'll tell us about how the Simmental sale went. The Saskatchewan Bison Association handed out their bison awards on Monday at Canadian Western Agribition, and we'll hear from Director Keegan Kitzel, who says they also had a successful sale. The winner of the Agribition Stock Dog Competition has been crowned once again. We'll hear from one of the judges at that event as well. And the mental health of agricultural producers has come to the forefront in recent years. We'll speak with Cynthia Beck, who is involved with the Saskatchewan Farmer and Rancher Mental Health Initiative. She's attending Canadian Western Agribition in Regina. So all of that and much more coming up on today's edition of GX in Agriculture. But first, it's time for the Agriculture Outlook with Precision Weather. And it's brought to you by Milligan Bio. Milligan Bio now offers BioMeal for your livestock, giving your animals more protein, more energy, and more of what they need. The weather is also brought to you by Sean Prahitka, your REMAX Blue Chip Ag Division Specialist.
Agriculture Outlook with Precision Weather.
With Phil Spivak from Precision Weather. And Phil, it's a little cloudy here, but a lot milder than it's been over the last couple of days.
Yeah, temperatures are coming up through the minus single numbers. In fact, overnight, we never got out of that. So we've been pretty much steadily warming for 24, I guess technically we did wobble a bit, but it's been a pretty steady warming since at least yesterday, and started slowly the day before, so not a bad stretch with temperatures not really dropping off at night. With the jump start, though, today, coming up from minus 7 early this morning, up through the minus single numbers through the morning and now into the afternoon, we'll make it up to around 2 for the afternoon. Positive temperatures, a little melting, and a light wind, too. Even with the temperatures negative coming out of the morning, that light wind means wind chill not really a factor. Mathematically, yeah, there's a slight one, but minus 5, not a big deal. For tonight, a little extra cloudiness comes in, and there is some precipitation set up over southwestern corner of Saskatchewan. I note it as some, and sort of with a hesitancy, because there's not much. There's a lot of cloudiness around, but these showers are actually part of a large area of showers and flurries, and even a little bit of freeze and drizzle that extends from southwestern Saskatchewan across most of Alberta down through eastern Montana, central Wyoming, and you could probably throw a 100 darts and miss most of it. There's just one or two spotty ones here and there, and that's why for tonight, I don't think many of us are going to see anything significant. All this moisture comes through with this wide open space between the showers, which means we may get one passing overhead. We may get any form of it, flurry, sprinkle, because temperatures are above freezing. Right around the zero mark, we could get a little bit of that freeze and drizzle too. Through the night, it winds down. It passes through, we get back into the open space with nothing, and in fact, we clear out tomorrow. The wind picks up, though. That's going to be a trade-off. We drop only to minus 4 tonight, and tomorrow we continue slowly falling through the day to minus 7. Wind, though, northwesterly, picking up 25 to 45 kilometers per hour, which means that wind chill down to the minus teens tomorrow afternoon. Saturday night and Sunday, a little more cloud cover comes in. That temperature fall lasts almost as long as the current temperature warm-up. We'll keep on going through Saturday night down to minus 15, and then turn around quickly, climbing up on Sunday, up to around minus one during the afternoon, noting that is a daytime high, because we'll likely keep warming up. The temperatures, which are really not following any sort of clock for the next few days, will be up to around two or three Sunday night, leveling off near one for the high on Monday. Mostly sunny sky. Quick shot of cool air Tuesday. Chance of a flurry Tuesday evening. Back into the warmer temperatures Wednesday and Thursday. And a sharp drop coming in starting in the beginning of the weekend. It looks like at the end of next weekend, we get into some much colder air. The end result of all the flurries that we could get from time to time the next few days, they're not amounting to anything.
That's Phil Spivak from Precision Weather. Temperatures around the region this hour. The Paw is at minus 7 degrees. Swan River minus 2, Dauphin and Brandon minus 4, Shoal Lake, Russell and Roblin minus 3. Regina, Broadview, Mooseman and Indian Head all reporting in at plus 3. Saskatoon is at 0, Hudson Bay minus 1, Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington plus 2. The Yorkton-Melville region has a partly cloudy sky, a west wind at 8 kilometers an hour. 86% is the relative humidity. The temperature is minus 1 degree. With the wind chill, it feels more like minus 4 degrees. Yesterday, Yorkton reached a high of minus 5 degrees and dropped to a low of minus 18 degrees. There was no precipitation recorded in the 24-hour period ending at midnight last night. The normal high for this date is minus 7. The normal low is minus 15. The sun rose in Yorkton at 8:25 this morning, and it will set at 4:50 this afternoon. Extreme temperatures for Manitoba and Saskatchewan yesterday. The Manitoba hotspot was Malita at minus 5 degrees. The cold spot was Thompson at minus 32 degrees. The Saskatchewan hotspot yesterday was Maple Creek at plus 13 degrees. The cold spot was South End at minus 32 degrees. And that's a look at your agriculture weather. It's time to check in once again now with Nick Kachmar.
Thanks, Doug. From the heart of downtown Swan River.
Reason. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Welcome back to GX and Agriculture. There were some big results from purebred cattle sales yesterday at Canadian Western Agribition in Regina. Agribition CEO Chris Lane says a major donation for Stars Air Ambulance and the Cancer Foundation raised over $70,000 in the Hereford sale. This is day five, and Lane is happy with attendance so far this week.
Well, we're pretty happy. We put thousands of people through the gates again yesterday and a few thousand more at the rodeo. So really, our attendance profile really starts to pick up here in the last couple days. So we expect it to be a couple busy days here to close out the show. And again, we're talking to exhibitors both on the trade show and livestock side. The people who are here are really qualified, so there's a lot of business getting done. I think they're having a great show.
What are some of today's highlights?
Well, the shows and the sales continue today. We've got an Angus sale, which is always a big one for us. And then we've got a couple breeds like Herefords and the Shorthorns in the show ring today. So we expect busy stands and a lot of great cattle to move through the show ring.
Can you tell me about some of the sales results this week?
Well, we've had really strong sales. I was just looking at the sheets this morning, and we've got a lot of high averages. That's what's happening in the sales. So prices are strong. Some fantastic animals going for well north of $50,000 and $60,000 in some cases. In fact, our president, Chris Lees, and his wife have had some health challenges over the last little while here. And as a way to say thanks to both Stars and the Allen Blair Cancer Clinic here, they actually did a donation heifer program at the Hereford sale last night. It raised over $70,000 for charity. So it's a fantastic story, and I think it shows the agriculture community really stepping up when it matters. And that's one that pulls at the heartstrings, and we're really happy for Chris.
And the money goes to a good cause.
Oh, fantastic causes. Obviously, Stars is such an important part of keeping our agriculture and rural families safe in this province. And, there's so many people that have had their own struggles or have been touched by cancer. So anything I think that Chris and Tina Lees can do to help ease that burden on others as they've been through it themselves, that was clearly a top of their list.
Agribition has been a big supporter of STARS over the years.
They're our official charity. Again, there's so much alignment there between the people they help and the people that come to this show. It's absolutely a fantastic partnership, and they're a lot of fun too, so that makes it easy.
Now, I understand you met with an official from Mexico.
Well, we've got obviously great international buyers and a great history of genetics moving between Canada and Mexico. And over the years, Agribition has inspired, I think, a group of breeders in Jalisco province in Mexico so much that they're going to start their own version of this on their own scale down there. And they came here to announce that. They came here to garner support and Canadian genetics to go down to that show and sale. So in March, we're going to go down there and meet firsthand with the breeders and see some of the cattle that are running Canadian genetics from Agribition in Mexico.
Are you hoping to cooperate with this show in Mexico?
I think so. I think, you know, we have a history of memorandums of understanding with various shows across the world and in terms of co-marketing agreements. This one is such an obvious one for us because it's one that almost any animal in their show ring there is going to be running some version of Canadian genetics in their.
Chris Lane is the CEO of Canadian Western Agribition. It's time now for the AgriView portion of our program, and that's a presentation of Peebles Machine and Welding in Yorkton.
To the people tending the land and animals that feed us and support our community, we at Haas Nissan want to say thank you on behalf of all those who depend on you, the farmer. Like you, we're a family business with family values you can depend on. Haas Nissan, where a customer becomes family.
GX94, AgriView.
Whether in a strike or a lockout, workers at one of Canada's biggest beef slaughter plants took another step toward the picket line this week by voting to reject the company's latest contract offer. A vote conducted Tuesday and Wednesday by the United Food and Commercial Workers went to the nays by a 98% margin. The Workers' Bargaining Committee had already recommended last Friday that members vote to reject the company's proposal. A Cargill spokesman confirmed late last night the company has now issued a lockout notice, corresponding with the union's previously stated strike date of December 6th. The most recent collective bargaining agreement for Cargill's 2,000-plus employees at High River expired at the end of 2020. Employees on November 4th voted in favor of strike action, after which the union served the company with strike notice on November 10th, thus putting workers in position to strike also on December 6th, just after midnight. Worker wages remain a priority in negotiations, with improvements also sought in benefits, pensions, personal leave, leaves of absence, vacation time, and expansion of the use of line speed clocks to all areas in the plant. Feed grain prices in Western Canada remained strong in late November, although looming corn imports from the U.S. should keep a lid on the upside. Feed barley in Alberta is currently topping out at $9.78 per bushel, with feed wheat above $12 in some cases, according to Prairie Ag Hotwire. Those prices remain near their highs of the marketing year, but were showing signs of stabilizing. Feed brokers in southern Alberta noted transportation issues had slowed corn imports into the region, leading to some extra nearby demand for barley from feed yards in need of coverage. However, the U.S. had a large corn crop this year, and the trade expects increased corn imports will eventually find their way into Canadian rations. Meanwhile, Canada continues to export barley at a relatively solid pace, with the 1.186 million metric tons shipped through the first 16 weeks of the marketing year, actually up by 6,000 metric tons from the same point the previous year, according to Canadian Grain Commission data. Much of that business was likely put on the books before the extent of the 2021 drought was accounted for, with export movement likely to drop off going forward. It was shaping up to be one of the better years for potato growers in Prince Edward Island, but a ban on exports to the United States has turned everything upside down. Two cases of potato wart have led to a halt of PEI exports south of the border. Greg Donald is with the PEI Potato Board.
We had the right amount of rain and heat, and like you said, I said one of the nicest crops ever. So we're still, when we learned... of the border closing to all PEI potatoes, we were pretty shocked. We had no idea that, you know, we knew there was some concerns, and but had no idea that it was going to escalate to this point.
Donald says PEI has successfully managed potato wart for 20 years, and growers want a better understanding of what needs to be done to resume sales to the U.S. The Canadian government has not yet decided how it will respond to an invitation to join a U.S.-led coalition of countries promoting sustainable productivity growth in agriculture. The productivity-focused coalition, championed by U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack at the UN Food System Summit in September, is seen as countering the European Union's farm-to-fork strategy, which Vilsack and others say will lead to a reduction in agricultural productivity. Joining the coalition would be a signal the Canadian government supports the U.S. approach. The list of countries that have already signed on includes Australia, Brazil, Ghana, Honduras, Ireland, Israel, the Philippines, and Vietnam. Speaking at a World Food Prize event in Iowa last month, the U.S. Ag Secretary noted Canada and Mexico have both been invited to join the coalition. The symposium featured a panel discussion where Vilsack was joined virtually by Canada's Minister of Agriculture, Marie-Claude Bibeau, and in person by Mexico's Secretary of Agriculture, Victor Villalobos, but neither addressed the United States invitation in their remarks. And that's the Ag Review portion of our program. Let's head back out once again to Nick Kachmar.
Thanks, Doug. Your Christmas shopping is taken care of here at the Brick.
Welcome back to GX and Agriculture. I'm Doug Falconer. It's mainly cloudy and minus 1 degree in the Yorkton-Melville region. I'll have your complete weather details coming up at 1 o'clock. The high price in the Charlet sale at Agribition was $82,000 for a bull from Maymont and went to joint purchasers in Ontario and Kansas. The publisher of the Charlet banner, Helgi Bai, outlines the sale results of Charlet.
It was excellent. We averaged over $20,000 on the sale. Big crowd, lots of enthusiasm. A couple of the highlights was a bull from Sarienko Cattle Company up in Maymont, sold for $82,000 to operation in Kansas and Ontario. It was a joint deal. So that was a great highlight. There was a heifer calf from Prairie Cove Charlet out in Alberta that sold for $62,000 as well. So some really good highlights and just a solid sale throughout. In the morning, we had a jackpot bull show that was judged by members, and the winner of that and $50,000 was McAvoy Charlet from Arley, and so they received $50,000, and all of the members, each of the members that bought memberships got 10 doses of semen on this bull, so that created some more excitement and brought some more people in as well. So the enthusiasm in the barns this week has been just fabulous. Everybody's just so happy to be back out at Agribition and celebrating the 50th.
Now, you're also a committee member on the Beef Supreme Challenge. It's the premier event, isn't it?
Well, it's the wrap-up event. I mean, we started it in 1999, and again, as you walk through the barns here, you can see all the qualifiers from all the major shows across Canada. We've got, you know, champion bulls and females of all the breeds, right from, you know, Quebec right on through to Alberta and every place in between. And of course, all the 12 national shows are at Agribition this year, so all of those champion bulls and females are also eligible. So it's a ring full of the best of the best, and it kind of wraps up the show season. And this year being the 50th, the prize money was also moved up, and so there's $50,000 in prize money going this year, with $20,000 to each of the champion bull and female, and another $5,000 draw for a bull and a female from just the rest in the ring. So it really does spread it out a bit, but it has been upped in money for the 50th anniversary.
Helgi Bai is the publisher of the Charlet banner.
Livestock market conditions.
U.S. live cattle futures for December trading at 137.90. That's unchanged from yesterday's close. February live cattle trading at 141.12, up 25. January feeder cattle trading at 167.32, up 40. March feeder cattle trading at 167.87, down 2. December lean hogs trading at 73.52, down 190. February lean hogs trading at 81.60, down 265. And that's the livestock market conditions. Well, a past president of Canadian Western Agribition received an unexpected award this week during the Simmental show there. Bruce Holmquist of Kanistino is also the general manager of the Canadian Simmental Association. He was inducted into the Simmental Association Hall of Fame.
During the Simmental show, we did our scholarship announcements from our foundation, and then out of the blue, I got recognized and inducted in the Canadian Simmental Association Hall of Fame, which, it was truly rewarding and a good feeling to be recognized for that. While I'm still a staff person, but I've been involved in Simmental since 1977 as a breeder and things like that, producer. And yeah, it was a pretty cool moment, and it was great to have my family here too to see that. They kind of surprised me.
And you're a past president of Canadian Western Agribition.
Well, and I'll just back up a step to the Simmental involvement. That's how I got involved with Agribition, as a Simmental representative on the beef committee way back when. And I've been a volunteer here for a little over 30 years. Been on executive, past president, and helped in getting our feet back in the water with Agribition 50 and getting a show put together this week. A lot of hard work by staff, directors, sponsors, exhibitors that have showed up, and a lot of the public coming through the gates now too. This is a reopening in a lot of ways for the province of Saskatchewan, one of the first major events outside of Rider Games, but this is different. This is a week-long thing and has so many moving parts that I'm very happy to see fall in place, and we're all breathing a sigh of relief, I think.
And how was the Simmental sale?
Yeah, Simmental sale was good. I don't have the exact numbers, but I think it was around a $10,000 average, a high of $42,000. And it's really rewarding as well to see that kind of support in a year that hasn't been kind to a lot of people as far as Mother Nature and drought and feed shortages and everything else. But the optimism is still hanging on.
Bruce Holmquist is a past president of Canadian Western Agribition. Please stay tuned. GX on Agriculture will be back right after this. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. The Saskatchewan Bison Association handed out their Bison Awards on Monday at Canadian Western Agribition in Regina. Director Keegan Kitzel says they also had a successful sale.
Monday night we held our sale for all the show animals and whatnot, and it went pretty good, like all sales. Or being farmers, they never go as high as what we'd like them to go, but there was some pretty good highlights out of it. The Grand Champion Bull that was consigned by Silver Creek Bison from Binscarth, Manitoba, sold for $21,500. It was bought by a buyer down in Michigan, USA, so it was really good to have some American interest on that bull. The Reserve Grand Champion Bull that was consigned by Roman K. Bison, the Kitzel family, ourselves from Full Make, sold for $8,250. It too went down to a buyer in Minnesota. So that was probably the biggest highlights on the bull side of things. And then the high-selling heifer for $6,900 went down to the States as well. So it was a good reflection. The Americans are definitely interested in the high-end Canadian quality breeding stock, so it's always good for trade, it's good business.
Is the Saskatchewan bison industry pretty strong right now?
Yeah, the industry is growing. Obviously, with drought, COVID, and you name it, there's always a few little hiccups here and there. But for the most part, it's going pretty good. Number of animals are going up. Membership is going up. And things are pretty stable. There's obviously always a market hiccup here and there, but it always seems to straighten itself out.
How many head of bison are there in Saskatchewan right now?
We're looking at roughly 47,000 head in Saskatchewan. It could potentially be a little bit on the low end, but say it's pretty safe. It is up though from 40,000, the consensus in 2016.
Did you enjoy the Agribition experience this year?
Oh, absolutely. It's always a fun time to get there, and everybody missed it not having it last year, so it was good to be back.
And what else do you have planned?
Well, we'll be looking forward to the rest of our events coming up here in the new year. The Saskatchewan Bison Association is bringing our annual event to York in Saskatchewan. It'll be held the March 25th, 26th weekend at the Gallagher Center. So that too will be a full weekend convention with show and sale. The Manitoba Bison Association will be holding theirs in Brandon, Manitoba, the last weekend in February. I believe it's the 25th, 26th. And the Bison Producers of Alberta will be holding their event at Camrose the second weekend in March. So those will be the three events in the new year for us, and looking forward to them.
Keegan Kitzel is a director with the Saskatchewan Bison Association, and he ranches in the Foam Lake area. Meanwhile, the winner in the Agribition Stock Dog competition this year is five-time champion Peter Gannett of Outlook. Jack Regeer of Leader was a judge and says there was stiff competition.
They're literally amazing. When a guy trains these stock dogs, you develop their natural instinct and then basically put commands to what they're doing. So they can work on their own because they have thinkability, but if you give them a command, they'll take the command.
And this was Peter Gonnett's fifth time winning at Agribition.
That's right. Yeah, he's a top competitor, has really good dogs, really experienced. Yeah, been working dogs all his life.
So what did you think of the sheep and the cattle at the show?
Good. They were the cattle were awesome. Really nice to work. They've been dog broke, and so they handled really well. The sheep, hadn't seen a dog till I think Monday. A few people went and worked them just to get them a little bit used to dogs. And so they were tough. But it showed the good, strong dogs did well. The ones that maybe a little inexperienced and didn't have the power to move the stock, they had trouble.
Jack Regeer of Leader was a judge in the stock dogs competition at Agribition in Regina.
Commodities update.
Canola futures are trading up in the nearby months this afternoon. January canola trading at $10.38.20. That's up $4.80. March canola trading at $10.03.30, up $1.50. December Minneapolis wheat trading at $10.39.50, up 2¾¢ of a cent. December Kansas City wheat trading at $8.70 per bushel, down 3¼¢. December Chicago wheat trading at $8.30¼, down 6½¢. December corn trading at $5.86¼, up 6½¢. January soybeans trading at $12.53¼, down 13¢. December oats trading at $7.54 per bushel, that's up 3½¢. And that's the commodities update. Well, the mental health of agricultural producers has come to the forefront in recent years. Cynthia Beck is involved with the Saskatchewan Farmer and Rancher Mental Health Initiative. She's attending Canadian Western Agribition in Regina this week.
We're here. We're set up in Canada Centre East. We're right across from the Herefords beside the Canadian Hereford Association booth. The goal of our team here is we are a group of researchers, and we're doing this research through Saskatchewan Polytechnic. We have some amazing funding from Saskatchewan Health Research Foundation and the Saskatchewan Centre for Patient-Oriented Research. So the point of our research is we would like to talk directly with agriculture producers to find out what their perspective is on what types of mental health services they would like to see delivered in their area and who they feel would be most beneficial in delivering those services. So that is something very unique that has not actually been researched before in our Canadian environment. The other research that we're conducting is a terminology that we hear quite often now is farm culture. And really, what is farm culture? And farm culture might be different to someone who used to live on a farm and now earns a living in the city. Farm culture may be very different to those of us who make our living off of our land and from our cattle. So we are asking agriculture producers to text us a photo that they might just happen to have on their phone that speaks to farm culture according to their definition.
So how has interest been so far? Have you been here all week?
We've been here all week. It's been very interesting. Many producers, I think, are wondering kind of like, why are you here? What are you doing? But the moment that we kind of go out and we meet with them in their stall, I mean, I grew up in the agriculture environment. We actually are exhibiting cattle here as well. So they're more comfortable chatting with you once they realize that, no, we're not asking you how much money you made last year. And no, we're not actually asking you to talk about your own mental health. We just want your perspective on what types of services you would like available in your home area.
It seems like there's been a lot of discussion about this, and the stigma seems to have lifted. There seems to be more acceptance that, you know what, we do need to do something about this and recognize the needs when you see them.
This is a really exciting time for me, personally speaking, as an agriculture producer, but also as a person who provides mental health care, rural mental health care. The stigma is starting to lift. I think that there may always be some self-stigma where the individual themselves feels, maybe I shouldn't talk about this, the old adage of suck it up, buttercup. However, I think that there has been so much promotion and awareness created that stigma hopefully is lifting, and there are services available to people. And one thing that I always identify is, if we don't look after ourselves the same way that we look after our machinery or our livestock, well, the machinery and the livestock cannot operate themselves and they can't look after themselves. So we are our number one asset on the farm. We have to do our own self-maintenance too.
Are you here for the rest of the week?
I am here for the rest of the week. We're here right until the end. So feel free to come on down to the booth in the Canada Centre East and have a chat with us.
Farm Bulletin Board.
Well, it's day 5 of the Canadian Western Agribition in Regina. And coming up at 1:30 this afternoon, it's the Canadian National Charlet Show at the Chevrolet GMC Arena. Then at 5 o'clock this afternoon, it's the Prospect Steer and Heifer Show, also inside the Chevrolet GMC Arena. 5 o'clock is the Angus People's Choice Jackpot and Canadian National Sale at the John Deere Sale Arena. Then at 5 o'clock this afternoon, it's an evening with Amber. That's Amber Marshall from the television show Heartland. She'll be at the Doubletree Hotel. You have to purchase tickets for that through the Canadian Western Agribition office. 7 o'clock tonight at the Brandt Center will be the Maple Leaf Finals Rodeo. And, of course, it is Energy Appreciation Night that night. And it will feature special programming to thank the men and women in Saskatchewan's energy industry for keeping our homes heated and the lights on. That's 7 o'clock tonight at the Brandt Center. And remember, you have to show proof of vaccination to get onto the exhibition grounds for Agribition. They're advising everyone to come a little early. If you want to get in time, of course, the doors open at 6 o'clock for the rodeo, and all the action starts at 7 o'clock. And, of course, tomorrow will be the last day of Canadian Western Agribition. Everything gets going at 8 o'clock in the morning with the Bullpen Alley Show in the John Deere Sale Arena. At 9 o'clock, it's the Canadian Junior Beef Extreme at the Chevrolet GMC Arena. 9 o'clock, we'll also see the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Event in the Brandt Center. At 9:30, it's the Junior Sheep Shows and Costume Classes. That's at the Canada Centre Arena. At 11 o'clock, it's the Commercial Cattle Sale in the John Deere Sale Arena. And the Sheep Shearing and Hoof Trimming Demonstration will go on in the Canada Centre Arena. At 12 o'clock, the Agribition Barbecue Supreme starts at the Bud Light Loading Chute. And, of course, plenty of other activities, including the Agribition Beef Supreme. That goes at 4 o'clock inside the Chevrolet GMC Arena tomorrow afternoon. And that's all the time we have for the Farm Bulletin Board today. It's now 1 o'clock. Time to check the GX94 Precision Weather Forecast. for the Quill Lakes, Hudson Bay, Swan River, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head, and Yorkton, Melville, Roblin, Russell regions today. Partly sunny, winds south-southwest at 10 to 20, and a high of plus 2 degrees. For tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries or drizzle, then clearing. Winds northwest at 25 to 45, a low of minus 4. For tomorrow, sunny. Winds northwest at 25 to 45, the temperature falling to minus 7. For Sunday, cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries. Winds southeast at 20 to 35, and a high of minus 1. For Monday, sunny, a high of plus 1. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high of minus 1. In the Paw, it's minus 7 degrees, Swan River minus 2, Dauphin and Brandon minus 4, Shoal Lake, Russell and Roblin minus 3. Regina, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head are at plus 3, Saskatoon is at 0, Hudson Bay minus 1, Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington minus 2. The Yorkton-Melville region has a partly cloudy sky, a west wind at 8 kilometers an hour. 86% is the relative humidity. The temperature is minus 1 degree. With the wind chill, it feels more like minus 4 degrees. That's your agriculture weather, and that'll do it for GX on Agriculture for today. Be sure to tune in again on Monday at 12:15 for another edition of the program. It's time now for the news and sports headlines.
CJGX, serving Saskatchewan and Manitoba. We are GX94.